Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, like you brought up a couple things there that are worth talking about. You listen to people that have been on the ground in Detroit. You listen to people around the league, and they talk about Ben Johnson as a guy who's honest and upfront, capable of holding his players accountable, really into the details and the precision involved to play football at a high level, and capable of pushing his players to meet that expectation. And then most of all, the ability to get the most out of your players, to show them a path to reaching their full potential. That's all there in Ben Johnson. Now he's got to bring it together for an entire group, an entire team, and in particular the quarterback and the offense to get this thing going where it needs to go. And so you hear some of these endorsements and you go, yeah, let's jump aboard for this ride, yeah, and see where Ben Johnson takes it. He does seem to have a very natural, easygoing way about him. You mentioned Kyle Shanahan. I'll throw in a Kevin O'Connell into that equation, right? Like a guy who doesn't have to be, you know, all machismo, all football, all slogan, all 1980s, you know, caricature football guy. Just no. Find a way to show players how to be at their best and to taste success. Guys will follow.
Let's talk a little bit about the way things might work under Ben Johnson, and specifically with the coaches around him. And, you know, the assumption is, and obviously we'll make sure when we do get to talk to Ben Johnson, we assume he is going to be the one that calls plays. I think it would be a real upset if he wasn't. So
yeah, no, he's calling the plays.
He's calling the plays. So they assume we'll hire an offensive coordinator to go with that as well. And that coordinator would essentially be doing the grunt work of the offense and the stuff at practice that Ben Johnson is not going to want to have to worry about. So we start to think about potential types of coaches, or maybe even coaches. And for the first time, you know, Dan, you and I have dealt with some pretty ambiguous in terms of what they do offensive coordinators through the years, such as Mark Helfrich with Matt Nagy. Just in terms of what does an OC do if he's not calling plays? I mean, I think it's always just a little bit tricky. So Mark Helfrich was like that. Bill Lazor was like that until Bill Lazor did take over some of the play calling.
I was going to say, what did Bill Lazor do? He waited till he got the opportunity to call the plays.
Yeah. So it's going to be, I suppose, that type of guy, like a guy who's hungry to be an offensive coordinator. But I mean, that's a big deal to not get to call plays. I imagine, you know, as he probably will find somebody with whom he has a relationship, and I imagine it'll be probably somebody pretty young and eager, I think, to perform on that staff, because this is Ben Johnson's offense. So I find that interesting. What do you think about OC?
Right. So this was a name that was given to me a month and a half ago to watch on the Ben Johnson front. Hank Fraley, offensive line coach in Detroit. He's been there since 2020. Yeah. Ben Johnson's coached alongside him for 5 seasons. That's a guy that I think there's a heavy level of trust in. He could come in and be your offensive coordinator, you know, be heavily involved in the run game operation and give you that familiarity there. That would be a name I'd keep an eye on here in the next week or so as the staff comes together. Beyond that, we'll see. We'll see kind of what unfolds. This is the next step of the Ben Johnson process, is what kind of staff does he put together? I would imagine that conversation came up in the interview over Zoom that the Bears had a week plus ago. Who do you think you can land here? Who's going to run your defense? Who's going to run your special teams? Who are you going to bring? Who are some assistants that you absolutely have to have? How can we get them? That is the next phase of this. And if the Bears can put together a really solid staff around Ben Johnson, now you can start to dream about bigger things. And I'll say this, with some of the reports and the rumors that are floating out there already, It was notable to me 2 weeks ago when Ryan Poles talked about lessons he learned from the last hiring experience. And one of them was, if you're going to hire a first-time head coach, try to find somebody on his staff that has had that experience before. That's Dennis Allen in the current landscape. If Dennis Allen does indeed come to become the defensive coordinator of the Bears, you've got a guy who's been in the head coaching chair before. And what that does for a guy like Ben Johnson is it gives you a resource, a guy that can point out issues that you might want to anticipate, a guy that can help you troubleshoot when things you've never had to deal with before come to your plate. That's going to be interesting to see with this staff is what is the level of experience on both sides of the ball that Ben Johnson can lean into as a first-time head coach to help him with some of his blind spots.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important, and it's good to hear a name like that so you know that Ben Johnson is listening to people, that he's not just out here thinking he can do it all. Ultimately, of course, that's what you want, a well-rounded head coach, but if that's what it is for right now, that's good. He's also not a threat. Dennis Allen, I don't think. Like, Dennis Allen has been, you know, had a lot of times as a defensive coordinator, but was not greatly successful as a head coach. So I think it's a perfect place for Dennis Allen if it is him. With, like you said, we don't know if it is at this point, but God, I mean, we know around here, Dan, more than most cities, that yes, these assistants matter in a big way. We talked about the luxury of the 2018 season when you had Vic Fangio. You brought that up in terms of just like having this guy that had complete control of the defense, and the head coach was cool with it, and he just took it and run and ran. So you want those I mean, it's not going to work out that perfectly probably on this staff, but that's the ideal right there. Let me take this off of your plate for you, and in time maybe you can get more involved in the defense and things like that.
No doubt about it, right? Like, and that's something that is going to be fluid in the first year, the second year, and beyond. These head coaching hires always get the front page. They get the biggest headline. Everything happens, and then it's like the coordinator hires and the position coach hires are inside the paper. I'm using the old newspaper terminology here. People that are in our younger audience is like, what is he talking about right now? But that's what happens, right? Like, it's like, oh, by the way, they also hired so-and-so as their defensive coordinator. Oh, by the way, they hired so-and-so as their wide receivers coach. These are all hires that matter, and they're going to occur here in the next several weeks, and they're going to be worth talking about here on this podcast and elsewhere, because it's going to give us a vision for how the staff is coming together. I do think it's worth pointing out, when it comes to Ben Johnson's vision for offense,
yes,
the ability to commit to a running game is something that he is not averse to. I believe that the Lions were third in the NFL this season in rushing attempts. That is with an offense that doesn't have a very mobile quarterback. Obviously, the Ravens with Lamar Jackson running for them are going to have an elevated total of rushing attempts. The Lions were third in the league in rushing attempts, and I think sixth in rushing yards per game. That tells you that you have a coordinator who believes very strongly in the foundations of a running game, how that can take pressure off a quarterback, particularly a young quarterback. Is that Ben calling now?
That's my mom. What's going on with the Bear? I've been hearing all these things. I think I saw you on television. I don't know what's going on.
You should have patched her in there. We could have gotten some take, but like you have that dedication to the running game, right? Like, you can unlock the play action game in that regard. And then when you look at the results of what the Lions did, particularly this season and some last year, you're like, man, like, this is some special stuff here. With the reaction column I wrote for ChicagoTribune.com this afternoon, the highlight montage of touchdowns from the 2024 season. There were 68 during the regular season, four more on Saturday night in the playoffs. That's 72 touchdowns. Just go watch that. I said it can be a therapy session. It can be a therapy session for Ben Johnson to get over the playoff loss on Saturday. It can be a therapy session for Chicago Bears fans to get over the last 35 years.
Yeah.